This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. I had the Swift Current Broncos have signaled to the rest of the WHL they are all in. Blockbuster deal with the Calgary Hitmen. We'll get the take from both clubs' general managers, Manny Viveros and Jeff Chenal. As well, two first-year WHLers who have left college, both with hopes of playing for their countries at the upcoming World Junior Hockey Championships. Kiefer Bellows of the Portland Winterhawks and Dennis Cholowski of the Prince George Cougars. First up, it was a trade that sent shockwaves across the WHL, no doubt. Swift Current Broncos and Calgary Hitmen hooked up on the biggest trade so far this season. It turned out to be a 9-piece deal, which sees the Broncos add to their contending club while the Calgary Hitmen restock for the future. 20-year-old center Matteo Gennaro, captain of the Hitmen, and winger Beck Malenstein are now Swift Current Broncos, while the Hitmen getting Connor Chalk, Riley Stotts, and Dom Schmieman, also heading to Calgary in the deal. Pair of top prospects in forward Josh Prokop and goaltender Ethan Hine. Deal also involving a pair of draft picks, the Hitmen receiving a second-round selection in 2018, the Broncos a fifth-round selection in the same draft. Broncos head coach GM Manny Viveros was no doubt in an early shopping mood, but says they gave up some quality here.
Well, first of all, we're losing an organization of three fine young men. It was a very, very difficult decision. All great kids and a big part of our hockey team. But we knew that going forward, and we needed for our hockey club, we felt that we had to do something sooner than wait towards the deadline, and because we know there's other teams out in the league that are looking.
Broncos had her need, and Viveros is hoping this fills the void.
It's obvious, we do need secondary scoring, and we do need depth within our hockey team, and that's something that, after that 19-20 game mark there, we had a really good chance to evaluate our hockey club, and we just felt going forward that, if we're going to compete in the Eastern Division, we thought we had to add some depth and some secondary scoring to our hockey team, and we were very fortunate enough to acquire two pretty good hockey players. They both can score, they're big, and they're heavy, and we're hoping that's going to, for the rest of the season for us, is going to pay off for us.
On the Hitmen side, general manager Jeff Chenal thanking both Gennaro and Malenstein.
For me, they're good people. Forget the hockey players. They're good people, and, they're going to have success in whatever they do in life. And for me, they just made the transition really that much easier.
Chenal adding there were several teams in the mix.
We've been talking to probably 8 to 10 teams over the last month about a variety or a number of players, and this just kind of came to fruition fairly quick in the last 3 or 4 days. And, it works, I think, for both teams. And obviously when you make a deal, that's what you want to do because you want to have a trading partner down the road. So we're happy with what we received, and I know Swift Current's happy as well.
He says it's a great move for the present and the future.
For us, we're trying to build around that 2000 age group. Riley Stotts was a first-round Bantam draft in his draft year, put up big numbers in midget and Bantam. Hasn't yet at this level, but that's not uncommon for young 17-year-old players. He's key for us. The leadership that Connor Chalk brings is outstanding. Anyone who knows him and his family, lots of character. I think that's important when you're going to have a younger team. And Dom Schmieman is a top four defenseman, and we're going to lose Jake Bean and Yaremenko for a month at the World Juniors here coming up, so we need somebody on the back end that can eat some minutes.
WHL trade deadline passes January 10th.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenal Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Kiefer Bellows is having an outstanding first season with the Portland Winterhawks after leaving Boston University. He has hopes of representing the USA on home soil at the upcoming World Junior Hockey Championships. He spoke with voice of the Winterhawks, Evan Richardson.
Kiefer, you're having a fantastic year, but before we get into this season and how you've been playing, let's head back to the summertime when you made the decision to come from the NCAA to the WHL. What was the thought process in that decision, and how did you come to the WHL?
Yeah, my whole thought process was after the season at Boston University, I felt I needed to play more games. More games just fits my style of play, and I couldn't be happier with the decision I made, but I can't thank Coach Quinn and the whole coaching staff at Boston University enough for giving me the opportunity to play for such a class act organization.
Now that you've been on the ice for a handful of games here in the Dub, what are the main differences you've noticed between the two games, the NCAA and the Western Hockey League?
Yeah, I think they're both two very skilled, very professional leagues, and I think the WHL is a very great transition game, from offense to defense very quickly. A lot of skilled players and a lot of strong guys as well. And same with the college game, the transition's very fast and it's a speed game. A lot of strong older guys as well. A lot older than the WHL because of the age limit, but they're both very skilled leagues.
You talk about skilled players. Well, right now that top unit that you're on with Scott McKenzie and Cody Glass, one of the top units in the WHL, perhaps even the CHL. How have you guys been able to find chemistry with each other so quickly?
Yeah, I think it just started from the beginning of the season. We love hanging out with each other, off the ice. We love to spend time around each other, and I think that just translates onto the ice. And I think, all of our assets really combine easily together. I think, with my shot, Cody's great playmaking ability, and, Skyler's IQ and speed, I think it just all gels really well.
Head coach Mike Johnson, your first year underneath him, he has a very structured way of coaching. How is his hockey style fit your game?
I think it's fantastic. Coach Mike Johnson's a very smart coach, with his NHL experience and stuff. I think he's done a really good job of translating that back into Portland here. And I think what he really promotes is the transition game from, the back check straight to the forecheck. And I think that's what's really helped me. That's really a big thing in the NHL these days. And I think if you want to make the next step one day, you really have to follow that up.
For those that don't know, you are the son of former NHLer Brian Bellows. Now, I'm sure he's been a bit of a coach for you throughout your whole life, and there's lots of lessons he's taught you. But is there one or two lessons that he said to you that have stuck with you throughout your career?
Yeah, most definitely. My dad's my best friend. He's been one of the biggest influences in my life, other than my mom as well. I think the biggest lesson my dad has ever given me was just always work hard and love the game. If you work hard, then good things will happen. It doesn't matter, what happens in the game. If you put out your full effort, then good things will come.
World Junior Championship fast approaching. You were on Team USA last year. How much is that on your mind as the Christmas break approaches?
Yeah, obviously you see, especially with us being in Alberta right now, you see it all over TSN and stuff with Team Canada, World Juniors and stuff. And, it obviously puts a thought in your mind, but right now I'm just trying to focus on the games beforehand. And, once that opportunity comes, if it comes, I'll take it as go hard with it too.
A lot of expectations for this Portland Winterhawks squad. Just coming off a 10-game winning streak, the team has played extremely well, and expectations from the outside say this is a team that's gunning for a championship this season. What are the expectations you have for this team?
My expectations for this team is, we want to win it all, obviously. Every single kid on this team, it's their dream to win a Memorial Cup, and, to bring one back to Portland would be really special, but we got to take it step by step, and that means make it to the playoffs, then winning each round, and then winning that WHL championship, and then going on the Memorial Cup. We can't look too far ahead. We have to keep taking it game by game.
Thank you very much, Kiefer.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Meanwhile, in Prince George, Detroit Red Wings first-round pick defenseman Dennis Cholowski is excelling in the WHL, this after leaving St. Cloud State after signing an entry-level deal with the Red Wings. He's hoping to wear Canadian colors this Christmas. Fraser Rogers has more.
Talk about that journey from St. Cloud to Prince George.
Well, like you said, it's been a journey. College hockey and the WHL are a lot different styles, and it's a whole different setup for sure. With just the amount of games played, and you're not doing school anymore. So, it's really been a transition, but I've coped with it pretty well so far.
What have you noticed in the transition? What are the things that you had to adjust from going from college to the WHL?
It's just mostly playing more games, tougher schedule, and not being able to work out as much. And in college you have all week to work out, and then you play on the weekends, but in the WHL there's a lot of weekday games, and you have to be ready for whenever the games come.
How'd the decision come about from leaving St. Cloud to signing with Prince George in August? Was that conversations with Detroit and their staff leading up to your decision to come to PG?
Yeah, for sure. Detroit basically said they wanted to speed up the development and play more hockey, and they offered the contract, and I wasn't about to turn it down. So, here I am.
You talk about playing more games for the developmental process. Do you think that kind of mirrors what a pro schedule would be like, either with maybe Grand Rapids or with Detroit right away next year?
Yeah, for sure. eventually, you know, you got to play all those games and you have to be used to it. And the season is really getting me geared up for that, for sure. Just having the experience of, you know, playing that tougher schedule.
You also were named captain just recently by the Cougars, the 23rd captain in franchise history in Prince George. You know, maybe not easy for a guy to come in and wear the C right away in his first year, but a unanimous choice, obviously, by the staff and well-received by the group in the dressing room. Yeah, is that time now, about a week removed since that announcement, is it time to sink in and reflect on, you know, the gravity of wearing a letter for this organization?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's a huge honor, you know. Coming in this year, I was looking to be a leader and be a role model for not just younger guys, but the older guys too. And I was fortunate enough to be named captain, and I'm extremely honored to be the captain. And, you know, it's a great group of guys here, and hopefully we can start stringing together some wins.
Players are asked this when they get the letter, especially when they get to wear this C, to change themselves as a person amongst their teammates or as a player as well, with that leadership responsibility. Is there adjustments?
Yeah, it's just smaller things. You know, my role really doesn't change too much from what it was. And before, I was just coming to the rink and leading by example and, you know, being a role model. And, you know, that doesn't really change. So maybe it's just little things off the ice, you know, just being a leader off the ice more. But on the ice, you know, it really doesn't change much.
We're almost days away from December and just a few days away from the World Junior Camp roster invitee announcement for their camp. Ahead of the 2018 World Junior Hockey Championship. Obviously, your name has been bounted about in a mix for one of the spots on the blue line. As a guy, how does that affect you, or, you know, how do you handle that, you know, the wait and see? Wondering if you get that call from Hockey Canada.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of always in the back of your mind. That's one of my main goals this year, is to make that team. And yeah, I'm thinking about it more and more as the date comes closer, and I'm just hoping I get invited and I can go show what I can do.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests as well. Thanks to Evan Richardson in Portland, Fraser Rogers in Prince George. I'm John Keane.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Warrior Hockey.